Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Croswell City officials have provided an update on some recent construction projects. The city is aware of certain problems with the Croswell Road construction, and the issues are being worked on with the contractor, the city's engineers, and the city staff. Because of the issues, the city is not accepting the roadway work until all of the issues have been addressed. In addition, there are some other projects going on in the community. Water and sewer mains are being replaced along South Flower Street, and curbs will be installed there in 2 weeks. The streets of Croswell, Peck, Stevenson, Truman, and Gage will get the second paving in around 2 weeks as well. Sidewalks are in the process of being poured on the streets of Peck, Stevenson, Truman, Gage, and Croswell Avenue. Also, asphalting will be done in the River Bend Park this coming Friday or Saturday this week. The kayak company will be here as well to install the kayak launch in the River Bend Park. All of the work is weather dependent, and contractors are aware of the Pioneer Day celebration coming in July. And another news for today. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced Michigan strategic funds have been approved for funding to support 69 small businesses across Michigan through the MEDC's Match on Main program. The village of Lexington in Lapeer County was awarded $25,000 to Barber LLC for the Lake Effect. Bay City's Hospitality Group was awarded $25,000 for the Lumberman's Mercantile. Saginaw's CT Legacy Group was awarded $25,000 for The Brunch Guy. The Alpena City Downtown Development Authority's Northeastern Michigan Center for Fine Arts was awarded $25,000 as well for its Art in the Loft program. Over $1.5 million in grants have been awarded to small local businesses, which will create resiliency and strengthen downtowns in Main Street communities throughout the state. The Match on Main program helps to support new or expanding place businesses as they launch and grow in core downtown areas and commercial districts. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to those currently serving and veterans, the immediate families of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes, and now we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events, or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to VetTix.org and FirstTix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning to your news now for the hour, the Huron County Planning Commission will be meeting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 24th at the Huron County Building in the third floor room at 305, in the third floor room labeled 305 at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting is to consider text amendments to utility-scale solar energy facilities and battery energy storage system ordinances. Solar power and battery storage issues have been a hot topic in the county for several months now and have sparked petitions for recall on some county commissioners. The next regular Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 1st. And another news for today, because Cass City's Rawson Memorial Library's service area extends into Huron County, revenue is being requested from Grant Township in order to support the library. At this month's township meeting, Library Director Pam Wright and Board Chair Dale Churchill did a presentation for the Township Board on the library's operation, services, and programs that are provided, along with a breakdown of finances and revenue owed. During the meeting, library officials asked the board to increase funding to the library and asked the board what they think the future needs of the township might be. Before making a decision, the board wanted information on demographics, how many township residents have library cards, and how many actively use the library, as well as if an individual can pay a fee to use the library. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Tuesday, June the 23rd of 2026. Marjorie A. Simon, age 97, of Harbor Beach, passed away on May the 24th of 2026. Cremation of Marjorie A. Simon has taken place, and a funeral memorial mass will take place on Friday, June the 26th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will follow in the Our Lady of Lake Huron Church Cemetery. Friends may gather at the church beginning at 9 a.m. until the time of service is at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and in lieu of flowers, you can think of the Holy Name of Mary Parish Building Fund or the Autumnwood or any Autumnwood of Deckerville activities. Memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.